Then to start a little bit, so give it a slap. Okay, so Gemara says, Kaira. We saw this word later before Ben Zman, but Kaira, if you don't have a Piyad Dhamma, Shmulam Shakram, leave it void. If you don't have a Piyad Dhamma, payroll. So it's a Piyad Dhamma, it's a pre. So if it's a pre ready, why not a Piyad Dhamma? We'll talk in a few minutes. But Kapan, it's a Piyad Dhamma, you say Piyad Dhamma. Shmulam Shakram, leave it void, I'll have a Seifel Hakshas. Since it's Seifel Hakshas, so it's not a pre. Emerson, you understand? Stam, plush up shot. What does he mean? If it's safe for lakshas, it's not a pre. Manashach, is it a food or is it not a food? If it's not a food, then why do you make a bracha at all? And if it is a food, then why can't it be a pre? Like what's this division over here? It's safe for lakshas. Is it a Michael or is it not a Michael? If it's a Michael, why can't it be a pre? And if it's not a Michael, then why even a shot can leave it void? So, the Rif and the Rambam, we saw the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, is that something that's not a Maisa Achila, something that the gather of Maisa Achila for Shakun Liyav Advar is lower than for other brothers. Shemin Zayas is not a Maisa Achila Lagabe to make on a Dvar Pereitz, but you still make on a Shakun Liyav Advar. You're not Nenemi Tam Hashem in the Rambam writes. Nonetheless, you make a Baruch of Shakun Liyav Advar. It's clear I'm going to sugya that it's not a, that it's, since you're not nenemi tam Hashem, it's not a ma'isa chila like by truma. You're not chayav chaimish because it's not a ma'isa chila, and yet you make a bracha of shakal yevadvoy. So the same thing in the Rif by the sugya of kimcha of nachman shakal yevadvoy, and the Rif says why shakal yevadvoy? Because nobody eats kemach. So we shine a mask on the Rif. That's not the reason the Gemara gives. The Gemara gives other reasons. Isli ilayachirin of a pass. So besides that, a cheshbon, but the Rif learned that. That Lafi the Gemara before Bet Shem Azayas, I don't have to go to the Cheshman again, but I said at the time, I said a Cheshman that the Rif learned that the Gemara of Kimcha was assuming that Shem and Zayas, you make a bracha bar piyets on Rosh Shem and Zayas. So why should Kemach be any different? So the Gemara said Chilukim. But the Rif passed like the Sugi before. The Shem and Zayis plain is Shehakon Liyavadvari because Azuki Mazikle, it's not a Maisa Achila. Well, if Shem and Zayis not a Maisa Achila, then Kemach is also not a Maisa Achila because nobody eats raw Kemach. And many other Rishonim Taka learn that Kimcha is not talking about raw Kemach because who would eat raw Kemach? But the Rif learned it is talking about raw Kemach. Raw Kemach is about Azuki Mazikle, it's not more Maisa Achila than Shem and Zayis. And therefore, you don't make a bracha, so therefore, you don't have to come out to any other reasons. So therefore, there's no bracha, Bari Piyadoma. But Shehakon Liyavadvari, nonetheless, you make. Rav Yudah said Shakal Liyavadvar. Rav Nachman rather said the bracha. Shmuel rather said Loch is like Shmuel. Shmuel said the bracha Shakal Liyavadvar. So the kids said the Rif and the Ram both hold that something that's a zuki masikli, it's not a ma'isa achila. So the bracha goes down to Shakal Liyavadvar. So apparently for Shakal Liyavadvar you don't need the dharm of a ma'isa achila. So the Rif and the Ram. So Aderech Stulul Lefaneinu, we could say that's pshat in this Gemara as well. That since it's Seifel Hakshos, so we don't look at it as a Meichel at all. We look at it as an Eitz Ba'alma. It's not a Meichel. And if it's not a Meichel, it's not a Ma'isa Achila. If it's not a Ma'isa Achila, you don't make a bracha, Barei Peis and Barei Pei Adama. But L'maisa, you still nene from it. So you make a bracha, Shach and Liyavadvar. So L'fi the Rif and Rambam, we could say a Psa'avon over here, a different Havon. So we could have a Havona. Why Seifel HaHakshos takes the bracha down to Shehakal Liyavadvar. So that's good, L'fi the Rif and Rambam. But if you hold not like the Rif and Rambam, that Azuki Masiklei, you don't make any bracha at all. Shem Zayis don't make any bracha at all. And raw Kemach, you don't make any bracha at all. The Gemara about Kemach, other Rishonim learn, is talking about where you toasted the kernels and they ground them up. So it is a normal thing to eat. It's a kind of granola cereal. But real Kemach is taka no bracha. And here there is a bracha. So you can't learn that it's not a Meichel at all. It is a Meichel. So if it is a Meichel, so why can't it already be a pre? So Al Kochach, we're going to have to say, I think, before the other Rishonim, that the Pshat is that since it's Seifel HaHakshos, so Avad is a Meichel. It wouldn't be a Meichel, you wouldn't even make a Shakel. But it's not a, it doesn't have, it loses the Chashivos. A Pri is a certain level of Chashivos. Rashi in the Flamet Tesamaral, Rashi has the Lashon that Bayer Pi Adoma, Rashi Lashon that they were Misakin, Brocha Chashuva L'Dvarim Chashuvim. Rashi always told me Bayer Pi Adoma. that to make a bar pri adama, a bar pri adama is a chashivas. A pri adama is a pri eitz, maybe a bigger chashivas. But pri adama is a certain level of chashivas, and the chiyuv to make a bach, a bar pri adama, to be mefaret, that it's a pri adama, not just a shachal niyavdor, not just a thing, but to be mefaret that it's pri adama, has to do with the chashivas of pri adama, because it has a chashivas of pri adama. So you have to be mefaret in the bracha that it's not just a food, shakal niyavdor, not just a something, but it's a. But it's a pri adama. It has that chashivas. Tiknu bracha chashivas dvarim chashivim. So the Gemara is saying seifel hakshay means it doesn't have the chashivas of a pri. So right now it's a meichel. But since it's only going to be a meichel, its real identity is that it's an eitz b'alma. Its real identity is that it's not a meichel. So even though right now it's edible, but the chashivas of a pri already can't have. So we may it's a shakal li bedvar. A derech zelachar. Akoponim. So that's the sotting Gemara. Amli Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shinda Kavasech Mestarva. That's nine seifel haksus and mevorchen ala bari pri adama. Shmuel himself was masking to Rav Yehuda. He says l'charis mestarva like you because snoid is seifel haksus and nonetheless it has a bracha bari pri adama. So you see that seifel haksus is not mafkir the mile bari pri adama. So Gemara v'loy, it's not true. That's not clear exactly what Shmuel held over here. Shmuel himself says I'm wrong, and then the Gemara says no, but Shmuel is right anyway. Shmuel's wrong that he's wrong. He's really right. So what exactly does Shmuel hold? Was it a chazar in Shmuel, but he was wrong to be chazar? Like, it's not so clear. Like what exactly is the sheet of Shmuel? Is the sheet of Shmuel like Shmuel, or is the sheet of Shmuel not like Shmuel? But we all like Shmuel anyway. Like, it's not so clear. What's Shmuel saying? Kevosich mestavro. Not so clear to me about what is going on. I thought the last time we learned this, I thought the pshat is that Shmuel was talking chazar, but the Gemara is saying he was wrong to be chazar. I saw the Rashba in the next sugya of the Sugya of Slav, the Rashba B'Sei Chadvarim has a Lashon that Shmuel holds that Seifel Hakshus the Bracha is Shakal Nivadvar. I mean, that Shmuel holds the Bracha and Kairi Shakal Nivadvar. Sounds like that's really what Shmuel holds. Even though Shmuel said that Rebuild is right, but, so I don't know what that means. So I don't know. I mean, this needs a, I don't know what the Nafkamin would be, just not so clear to me the Pshat how to read the Gemara. Is Shmuel saying, I hold that I'm right, but I had a kasha myself, or I hold that I'm wrong, but the Gemara thinks that Shmuel is wrong to say that he's wrong. It's not so clear. Al kapanim. So the Gemara says, "Belay, Shmuel's wrong that he's wrong." So the Gemara says, "Why? Because not the same as tonight. That's tonight. So I feel actually, Belay, it's tonight not the inchi adai to the pulga, particularly not the inchi adai to the kara." Yeah, so we also spoke out last time, Shalim Shap. Shmuel himself said the reason why Kaira is Shakal Niyabidvar is because it's Seifel Hakshus. That's shared from Tznayin. The Gemara answer is not like Tznayin because Tznayin is not in Shiadai to the Pugla, and here it's Loi not in Shiadai to the Kaira. People do plant a Dai to the Pugla. They planted Tznayin al Das to eat the Tznayin even though it's Seifel Hakshus. But they don't plant the kaira aldas to eat the kaira. They don't plant the dekel tree aldas to eat the kaira. So it's not clear. Just from shot. So does that mean that it's nothing to do with seifel hakshus? Now we're saying it's a different shot. Shmuel said that the bracha shakal niyabidvara and kaira because it's seifel hakshus. That's taka wrong. That's slugged up because you see from Stein that's not a factor. So the Gemara says a different factor, a different reason why the bracha and kaira shakal niyabidvara. Because lay not the inchi adai to the kaira is that the pshat in Gemara. So then the maskana means there's only one reason why kaira. There's only one factor. There's one factor. Is it the das that people have when they plant the tree? If they don't have das to plant, when they plant the tree, they don't have das to eat this part of the tree. Then it becomes a shak on the b'dvar. It's not a pri. And if they do have das, then it is a pri. Then it could be a bari pri adam. Is that the pshat in Gemara? Or pshat in Gemara perhaps is that you don't necessarily need das. But when it's seifel hakshus, you have to have das. Meaning, if it's not seifel hakshus, it's edible, and it's always going to be edible, then I don't need any special das. Doesn't matter what people guess, do have in mind, don't have in mind. Be'etzim, it's a priya, l'cholapach, it's a priya adonim. But when it's seifel hakshus, so then, be'etzim, maybe it's only an eitz ba'alma. Then I need a positive das to be mefkir that it's not an eitz ba'alma. Because even though it's going to be an eitz, people are not interested in the eitz part. When they're not interested in the eitz stage, they're interested in the kaira stage, or in the bugla stage. So that's not so clear. In Rosh, in Amiri, it's Mefurish, that they learned that we're still going with Seifel Hakshus. The reason why the bracha on Kayer Shachan Libidvar is Betziruf, that it's Seifel HaAkshes plus Lenot Inshi Adayt Adachi. The Rashba, I wasn't sure. The Rashba, when he goes through the Rashba here, it sounds like, not Mukhuch, it sounds like in the Rashba that at the in the Maskana that it's only totally in Dot the Inshi. Let me have a Kaibitz, maybe we could borrow a Kaibitz. Other Rishonim I didn't have a chance to see. I feel God the Kalsi Shmuel of Yehuda Hilchus to Kavasei the Shmuel. The time in the Milsa Kedamor and the Chalmidi Lenot in Shiedai Tadochi Lema Vechinu Lea Ela Shakel Dali Mikripi. Sounds like that's the whole reason. The reason why the halacha is like Shmuel is because Kalmidid Lenotin Shiedai Tadochi Lema Vechinu Lea Ela Shakel. Sounds like that's a hard and fast rule. Nothing to do with there are not in Seifel actions. Maybe it's Tamuchuch. Maybe the Rashba is just being Seimuch on what it says in the Gemara. Just adding this. But I thought the Pasha to Mashmais in the Rashba is that it's only totally in Das. And if it's like not the Inshi Adai to the Hochin, then it goes to then it's only a Rach of Shakel, the Loi Mikri Pri. Continues. Is that the rule? That if it's leinoti inshi adaita dahochi, you don't make a bracha? Meaning, you don't make a bracha bar piatoma, you only make a shakel? Where it's slav, the noti inshi adaita de pircha. People, when they plant the slav, they don't have das for the olim, for the tomorrows. They only have das for the pircha, for the rashes, the pircha means for the pri. Means the avyonis. We spoke last time. Maybe it means the. Maybe it also includes the kafrisin. Chor has to include the kafrisin too. But it. Not so clear. But our kapanim. What it certainly does not. What it certainly excludes is the olam and the tamaras. People don't have das for the olam and the tamaras. Vitnan. I mean, in ispe ala olam ala tamaras. I'm a bari pi adom ala avyonis ala kafrisin. I'm a bari pi eitz. So you see that people, even though they don't have das for the olam and the tamaras. And nonetheless, there's a bracha bari pi adama, not a bracha. It's not just a shakel nivadvar. It's a bari pi adama. So you see, you can have a bari pi adama, even though it's linoti and shiadai to dochi. So if you learn, like the Rashba, like the Mashmois and the Rashba, that bari pi adama is only toli and das, that's the only criterion is das. So the Gemara's kasha is poshut. Over there, it's linoti and shiadai to dochi. And yet, there's a bracha bari pi adama. So that's a very clear question. But if you learn like the Rash, like the Rosh, like the Meiri, that we only require das when it's seifel hakshoyis, but when it's not seifel hakshoyis, then I don't care about das. What's the worst kasha from slav? Maybe there is not seifel hakshoyis. Teshu has the kasha. So the answer, some of the answer has to be. And Meiri says this mefurish that the Gemara assumes that tamarim, the olim, and the tamarim are also seifel hakshoyis. They also become inedible. So since they also become inedible. So, and if not in Shaddai to the Hochi, so it should be only Shakal Nivadvar. So my answer is Omer Abnach Ma'itz at Slav, not in Shaddai to the Shusa, Diklali not in Shaddai to the Kaira. Slav, people do have on Das for the Olam and the Tamaris, not in Shaddai to the Shusa. But a Dekel, people don't have Das for the Kaira at all. It's a Chilk Messias. People have das for all of the slav, all of the edible parts of the slav. They don't have das for the kair. So why not? So Rashi's masbir. Because people don't normally eat the kair, because if you eat up the kair, then the dekel tree is not going to grow. So if a person is planting the dekel because he's interested in having a nice dekel tree that's going to produce dates, then he wouldn't eat the kair. Eating the kaira is destructive of the dekel. So most people don't have a mind to eat the kaira. But the tzlaf, you can eat the tzlaf gesundheit. You can eat the olam and the tmaris gesundheit. It's not going to help. Not going to stop the tzlaf from growing next year. So mimele, people have in mind to eat the olam and the tmaris also. It's interesting. Rashi earlier, when the Gemara said nati in shedai to the pircha, the people have in mind. Sorry, earlier when the Gemara said that leinati in shedai, when the Gemara initially said that leinati in shedai to the kaira. Dikla not in shadaita the kaira, Rashi didn't explain anything. Didn't see fit to explain why people don't have in mind to eat the kaira. The Gemara said before Lenoti in shadaita the kaira. Right away, when the Gemara said Velohi, it's not Shmuel's question on himself, not really a question, because tznoin people plant al daita the puglot, but by deka they don't have in mind to eat the kaira. There Rashi didn't explain anything. Now when the Gemara says again that people don't have a mind to eat the kaira, now Rashi needs to explain that people don't have a mind to eat the kaira because they don't want to destroy the dekel tree. So why didn't Rashi say that before? The answer is partial. Before we thought that people's das is measured by what's their primary kavana. Like the Gemara thinks, the Gemara initially thought that by a tzlaf, it's a day to the picha. People's kavana is only for the pre. Now, the Gemara initially thought that people, when they plant a tree, their kavana is for the pre of the tree, the main pre. So the main pre of a dekel is are the dates. So obviously, people don't have a mind the kaira, they have a mind more the dates. By a tznai, people have a mind the tznai itself. They have a mind the radish. So Rashi didn't have to explain anything. But now the Gemara is mechadesh that when people plant that slav, they don't only have in mind the main pre. They have in mind everything that's edible. They have in mind, yes, the main pre, but they have in mind not to, you know, waste not, want not. They have in mind to eat anything edible in the slav. So why is the dekel any different? Why can't you eat the dates and the kair? Why not be, just because people are mostly interested in the dates, why can't they be interested in the kair also? So here Rashi has to explain, no, because the kair comes at the expense of the dates. You can eat up the kaira, the next year you're not going to, you know, your tzlaf is not going to grow, and you're not going to have so many, you're not going to have tomorrow next time, we're not going to have so many tomorrow. So that's why people don't have a mind for the kaira. But by the tzlaf, one's not at the expense of the other, you can eat the avyonis, and you can eat the olam and the tomorrows too. So there, not the inshadayat and shusa, people have a mind to eat everything in the tzlaf. Even though Shmuel himself was mekalis Rabbi Yehuda's shita, but the halacha is taka like Shmuel and Kaira is shehakel nia bidvar. So the maskana gemara is that when people plant the slav, they have in mind not only the avyainis, which is the main pre, but they have in mind that daita the shusa also. They have in mind shusa also. Shusa is the olam and the tamaris apparently. I'm not quite sure what the literal translation of shusa is. Maybe somebody could research that. I don't know what's the literal translation. I know shusa means speech, but obviously that's not what it means over here.
It means, I want you to translate it as sprouts.
Sprouts.
I think it's sprouts for
me. Sprouts. Okay, sprouts. So people have in mind sprouts. They're everything that sprouts, I guess. Everything that sprouts. All of them sprouts. People have in mind the whole thing. So that's the bottom line of the mark. So people have in mind the shusa also. Not only the avyainis. Not only the pircha. Yeah, so I think we spoke last time. So then why in fact is there a chiluk in the tzlaf, according to this brisa, between the avyonis and the kafris and the rabbi creates, and the olam and the tamaris that are only bari pri adama? People have everything in mind. Mishnah according to the Havamina, that people only have in mind the avyonis, or the avyonis and the kafrisin, so that I understand. But now the maskan is people don't know it. The people, when they plant the tzlaf, they have a mind to eat the whole thing. So if they have a mind to eat the whole thing, so why shouldn't all be bari pri eitz? Like, why should some of it be bari pri eitz and some of it be bari pri adama? So I said last time, I still think this is true, that l'charetz machaykes yishayna, because there's a machaykes ha-ga'inim. Because the Rabbin brings a machaykes ha-ga'inim, what bracha do you make on sugar? On sugar. So it's really a three-way machaykes. The Rabbin himself holds the sugar shakal nivadvaroi, because he holds it's like zeya ba'alma, it's not a pre altogether. Not a pre eight, it's not a pre adom, it's zeya ba'alma. It's just a byproduct of the cane, and that belongs to the sugya of Zeya Ba'alma later on in the Lamazai. So that's not a concern right now. But the Ga'inim hold that it is a pre. They just argue whether you make it a bari pri eitz or a bari pri adama. So what's the pshat in the sheet that it's a bari pri eitz? Because because that's what people have in mind when they plant when they plant the cane, they're planting the cane for the sugar, to extract the juice and to make out of it sugar. That's the main product of here. So mimela, it's the main kavanah is for the sugar. So it's a bari pri eitz. That's the main pri. So what's the pshat in other adoma? There's only bari pri adoma. That's the main thing that people have in mind. So the Ramban explains that it's not a pri be'etzim, because a pri, it has to be that the eitz is mapik pera. The definition of a pri is that the eitz, I said, I'm not quite sure what the Ramban means when he says that a pri has to be mapik pera. Does he mean that the pri itself has to have seeds in order to be a pri? Or I think, you know, I think more likely he means the eitz has to be mitzi. The meeting's going to end in 10 minutes. Okay. The eitz has to be mitzi peiros. But the eitz is not mitzi the sugar cane. The juice, whatever it's called, that's part of the eitz itself. So it doesn't have the botanical tzura of a pri ha-eitz. It's the eitz. And the eitz, even if it's edible, is a bari pri adam. So the chayr, you see, what's the nekudas ha-machlekes? That the nekudas ha-machlekes is what defines a pri ha-eitz in contradistinction to a pri adam. Those guys in them hold that sugar is a bari pri ha-eitz. They hold that what defines a pri ha-eitz is that it's the main thing that people have in mind when they planted the eitz. What did they have? What was the product that they planted the eitz for? If they planted it for the sugar, then that's the pre eitz. And those who shine hold that the sugar is a very pre adama hold that no, that to be a pre eitz is some, but there's some botanical distinction between a pre eitz and a pre adama. The gufa eitz is a pre adama, and the peiros that the eitz is mitzi are a pre eitz, and the. What exactly is that botanical definition? I don't know. You know, maybe it has to have seeds, depending on how you read the words mapik peiro, or maybe some other botanical definition that has to somehow come out of the eitz, and rather than be the eitz, however Chazal define that. But al-Kavanim, it's a botanical distinction. And the Rabban, when he quotes the Bahag, that it's a very pri adama, not a very pri eitz, the sugar. So he says, beferish, he's medama teslaf. He says, but it's like, it's dummy. The lashon is a little bit strange. He says, it's dummy to shusu pircha v'shusu. Pircha v'shusu. So I don't mean it's dummy to pircha and shusu. It's dummy to shusu, not to pircha. It's like the olam and the tamaras that are very pircha. It's not like the pircha is very pircha. So I'm not quite sure what those words mean. Maybe it means it's like the distinction between pircha and shusu. But akapanim, it's mufurish in Ramban, that the pshat and the bahag, and those going to behold, that the bracha and sugar is bari pri adama, is because it's like the olam and the tamaras by itzlaf. It can't be a bari pri eitz. Even though obviously people want the sugar more than anything else, but it doesn't matter. It's not a bari pri eitz because it doesn't have the tzur of a pri eitz. It has the tzur of the eitz itself, and the eitz itself can only be a bari pri adama. So the filet say the bahag and those goyim that sugar is a bari pri adama. So it's that saying. So we're saying there's a biological, botanical distinction between a pri eitz and a pri adama. And then we'll have to say in regard to the tzlaf, as the Ramban says in the name of the Bahag, that the difference between the Avyonis and the Kafrisin and the one that are very priates, and the Olam and the Tamaris that are very priadoma, is nothing to do with Das. People have Das for everything. Like Maskon and Gemara, Nothing should die to the Shusa. They have in mind the Olam and the Tamaris too. And maybe just as much as they have in mind the Avyonis, the Maskon and the Gemara. Gemara have me only have in mind the Avyonis. But the Maskon is no, as long as it's edible, they have it in mind. So it's not that they have in mind more one than the other, they have in mind everything. So why is one a pre-eitz and one a pre-eitz and one is a pre-adama? Because mitzad the botanical surah of the tzlaf, the avyonis are the pre, and the kafrisin that's the shomer of the avyonis are also a pre. Maybe because they're part of the pre, the shomer and the pre, they also have the status of a pre-eitz, and the olam and the tamaris are the tzlaf itself. That they're like the body of the tzlaf, and the body of the tzlaf can never be a bari pre-eitz, can only be a bari pre-adama. That's on the one end. On the other hand, if you hold like those ga'inim, that on sugar you make bari pri ha-eitz, even though it's not, doesn't look like a traditional fruit, it's just something you extracted from the body of the cane. Nonetheless, since that's what people plant the sugar cane for, it becomes a bari pri ha-eitz. So they apparently hold that it doesn't have to have some kind of platonic surah of a pri ha-eitz in order to have a bracha bari pri ha-eitz. If it's this is the main thing that people planted the ha-eitz for, then it's a pri ha-eitz, and you make a bracha on it, a bari pri ha-eitz. So why in the olam and the tamaris do you only make a bracha of a bari pri adama? So the feed those goyim, you have to say that even though the Gemara said that nothing should die to the shusa, people have in mind to eat the tamarim and the olam and the tamaris also, but they still have in mind that's not the ikka thing that they have in mind. They're going to eat it also, because why not? You know, it's not going to hurt, it doesn't hurt. So they'll eat it too, to be efficient. But the main reason why people plant the slav is still like the Gemara said, the Havim in the Dayta de Pircha, for the Avyohinus, and maybe for the Kafrisim too. And therefore, the Avyohinus and the Kafrisim, that's the Iker thing that people plant the tree for. So then you make the Bracha Bar Priates, and the Olam of the Tamaras, even though that's people only have a secondary Kavana for that, they're going to eat it too. Why not? But it's not the main thing for which they planted the tree. So then it only has a bracha by Rupi Adam. So it's chilukim in das. Yeah, okay, that's going to be important going forward into the sugya of tzlaf. You know, we'll see the tatsa pasha, what brachas to make and everything. So to bear this machlekes in mind. Okay, let's go on. Just a haschola, the sugya of tzlaf. So, Gemara. Amav Yehuda Merav, Tzlaf shel Orla b'chutz la'aretz, Zorek esav yayin esvayichal esakafisun. Rav Yehuda Merav said that Orla is noig in chutz la'aretz too. Orla is not only in Israel, Orla is noig in chutz la'aretz as well. Even though the parts of mitzvah tliya ba'aretz, nonetheless, it's noig in chutz la'aretz. Machlekes nagmar, if it's noig in chutz la'aretz only midrabanan, or if it's noig in chutz la'aretz, halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. Halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, that Orla is noig in chutz la'aretz. Rashi over here says Orla is chutz la'aretz is derabanan. But the Rama says that it's deraisa, but it's halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, that it's only, that it's, but it's mikayach halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. The ma'isa Orla in chutz la'aretz is more kal, we'll see in the Hemshech HaGemara. Suffolk Arlen Chutz La'aretz is mutter. Suffolk Arlen Eretz Yisrael is also. What's the reason for the difference? So Rashi says, because it's only Drabbanan and Behem Amru. They were making Arlen Chutz La'aretz because it's only Drabbanan. The Fila Rambam that Arlen Chutz La'aretz is in their eyes. It's Halacha Meshim Sinai. So why is Seikim mutter? So the Gemara says because that's part of Halacha Meshim Sinai. The Halacha Meshim Sinai is that Arlen Chutz La'aretz is also, but Seikim is mutter. So Rav Yehuda Merav said that when it comes to Orlin Chutz La'aretz, which is mortal, so then Zarek is Evyoinis, Oichel is Kafrisin. We look at the Evyoinis as the pre, but the Kafrisin don't have the status of a pre. The Issa Orla is only, the Issa Arnov Orla is only on the pre. So the Evyoinis, that's the pre, so that he was Zarek, he was Zarek. But the Kafrisin, which is the Shomer, was the we'll discuss later Dine Shemer, but the Kafisin is apparently not the Iker Pri, so it doesn't have the status of the Pri Ha'etz. If it's not the Pri Ha'etz, then it doesn't have the Yisrael. So Akta Gemara, what does Rashi say? If anything? Olam B'chutz La'aretz M'divrei Seifrim Hi. That's it. So the Gemara says, L'memro, the Avyoinis Peri, the Kafisin La Peri. It seems there are Avyudim Ravold, that only the Avyoinis have the status of a pri, and the Kafrisin don't have the status of a pri. Fekgamaro minu from the brayse that we had before, amine nisbo ala olim vala tomorrow is emir bari pri adama vala Avyoinis vala Kafrisin emir bari pri eitz. What happened? We had a brayse that the Avyoinis and the Kafrisin both are bari pri eitz. So you see that not only the Avyoinis but the Kafrisin also are pri eitz. So if they're pri eitz, they should have dini orla. So why did Rav Yehuda Merav say that you're allowed to be nena and to eat the kafrisin? So my answer is who the Omer Rabbi Akiva? That Rav Yehuda Merav held the Rabbi Akiva. The Snan Rav Elezer Omer Slaf Misaser Tomorrow is Rav Yehuda's Kafrisin. You have to take off Meiser from the Slaf, from the Rav Yehuda's and from the Kafrisin and from the Tomorrow's. And Rabbi Kiva Omer Eini Misaser Le Rav Yehuda's Bilvad Mitnei Shupri. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, you only have to meister the Avyoinis. But everything else you don't have to take meister for, because everything else is not a pri. Let's just finish a little bit of Gemara, and we'll talk about it. Frankim of name, Aloha Rabbi Kiva. So why don't you say Aloha Rabbi Kiva? You are Aloha Rabbi Kiva, I have a mean, I feel a bit of it's Kamash Mila, no, Kolom, then in the Shol, Aloha is not like Rabbi Kiva, it's not like Rabbi Kiva. But in Chutz Lor, it's Kolomek of Oretz, Aloha Kamaisi, B'Chutz Lor, it's Aloha Oretz Loi. If a name Aloha Rabbi Kiva, B'Chutz Lor, it's Kolomek of Oretz, Aloha Kamaisi, B'Chutz Lor. So What does Rashi say? Kol mekel b'oritz b'orla loch kamaisi b'chutzlas dekeim and einim and the terhalach achar mekel. That's Rashi l'shitosa. Yet l'fi l'ram the olam chutzlas is a deraisa. Halach l'mishim sinai. Just halach the halach l'mishim sinai includes that we mekel and sveikus. So I have to say that part of the halach l'mishim sinai to be mekel and sveikus is that kol mekel that whenever we have a machlekes we treat it like a sofik. A little bit hard to understand. A machlek is not a sofik. We have a machlekes and we have a achrol udino, then that's the achrol udino. It's not a sofik. Every sveik of the rabbanon is lekula. But we don't say kol mekel, but the rabbanon is halacha kamaisa. You have a machlekes in the world. Rav and Shmuel. Or Abai and Rava. We pass him like Rava. We don't say, well, in the rabbanon we pass him like Abai. If Abai is mekel. We have a halacha that there's achrol. So, why should we have this rule that kolam mekel baritz halach kamaisi b'chutz laritz according to the Bishlam, according to the Rashi that chutz orlus chutz laritz is drabbanon? So that's what chayyim rabbanon say. Chayyim rabbanon when they made the drabbanon of orlus chutz laritz, they said but you can take all the kulus, you can go like all the kulus the kashitas, like having avelus also halach ketivrei mekel baravel be'evel. But if it's a deraisa, just halach l'mushim misina the sveike is mutter. So fine, sveike is mutter, but why should a machlekes be mutter? Why should we mekel in a machlekes? Machlek is not a suffix. Yeah, it's not so clear. Any of that? I'm quite sure. Machshav is about it, but not so clear to me. Al kapanim. That's the Gemara. Yeah, we're in the middle of Rashi. Gabi Meisid, the Hod Rabbi Kiva, Gabi Meisid, the Meisid Paris, Elam, the Baritz, Kufa Midravonan, Shatarach Lechiva, the Asir, the Dog, and Tirish Vietzer. This is Machlekes Yishayin. The Gemara says that Meisid Elam is only the Rabbanan. Why is Meisid Elam the Rabbanan? So Rashi says, because Minatara, the Trumas and Meisid Minatara is only Dog and Tirish Vietzer. That's the Machlekes Yishayin. Rashi holds, like the Ravid, that the Chi of Trumas and Meisid Minatara is only Dog and Tirish Vietzer, wine, oil, and grain. Everything else is the Rabbanan. So apples, oranges, tzlaf, everything's the Rabbanon. The Ram is chel, the Ram holds maisa, ilon, trumas and maisas, and all fruits is deraisa. So what does the more over here mean that maisa is the Rabbanon? It's what it means, because bisman hazeh, trumas and maisas are the Rabbanon. The Ram sheet is bisman hazeh, even if Kedushas Haaretz wasn't bottled, but trumas and maisas in the Rabbanon, because you need the kisavayo, you need bias kolchem for trumas and maisas. So that's the Ram will learn. Okay, so what do we have? So we have like this. We have the Rav Yudah Marav by Orla. Rav Yudah Marav said that the Avyonis are Osir, but the Kafrisan are Mutter. So apparently the Kafrisan are not a Priyates. They might be Priyadoma, but they're not a Priyates. Orla's only in Priyates. Only on trees. Only on the fruit of trees. The Priyates. But Priyadoma don't have Orla, so the Kafrisan don't have Orla. So the Marav asked what the Brisa said. The Tan of the Brisa says that the Kafrisan are very priates. You see, the Kafrisan are also priates. So the Gemara answers, you're right. According to the Tan of the Brisa, that the Kafrisan are priates, they should have Orla too. But Rabbi Yudah Marav held, like Rabbi Akiva, that you don't have to take, that you only have to miser the Avyonis, you don't have to miser any other part of the Tzlaf. Not like Rabbi Elazar, who says that you have to take off Meisir from the Avyonis and the Kafrisin and from the Tamaris. So, Chara. That means that the Tan of the Brisa is like Rabbi Elazar. It comes out like this. That Rabbi Kiva is not like the Tan of the Brisa. Chara, that's what Chayes Chesmas had from the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva, who says that the Kafrisin are not a Priates, must be chaylik on the brisa that the kafrisan is a bari priates. I mean, that's chaylik kamat mufush in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Marav, who said that the kafrisan don't have orla, it's against the tan of the brisa that the kafrisan are bari priates. And the Gemara says, yeah, but he also like Rabbi Kiva. So that means that Rabbi Kiva is not like the brisa. The brisa that you make a bari priates and the kafrisan is not like Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, the kafrisan are not a pri. So you don't make it in a bari priates. So who does the brisa go like? Pshutoi, maybe it's three of machlekes, but pshutoi, if the brisa is not like Rabbi Kiva, then the brisa goes like Rabbi Elazar. We don't find another tan over here. And many Rishonim say this is the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Olrek, the Feirish. that the Tana of the Braisa, who says that on Kafrisin you make a very Priya Eitz, he goes like Rabbi Lezer, that you do have to Meiser the Kafrisin. You have to Meiser the Kafrisin. So there's two basic questions here, Mshat. We'll take them one at a time. And again, this is Aschalot. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem, I want to go to the Ramban and the Rashbi inside, and they deal with all these things more in detail. But right now, just Aschalot's done. The first issue is, if the Tana of the Braisa is like Rabbi Loza, so that means it's like Rabbi Loza. Was the word is equating. Dine Brochus to Dine Meiser and Orla and so on. So why does Rabbi Loza only say that you Meiser the Evyonis and the Kafrisin and the Tamaris? What happened to the Olim? The staff has four products. The Avyonis, the Kafrisin, which the Tana advises a bird creates, and the Olim and the Tamaris, which the Tana advises a bird piadoma. Meiser you give from Peiris, unlike Orla, which is only a Priyaitz, Meiser is from Yerokas too. You have to take Meiser from vegetables also, not only from Priyaitz, but Peiris Hadom also need Meiser. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer says you take Meiser from the Tamaris. The Tamaris are Priyadoma. But that's okay. You take Meiser from Priyadoma also. So if the Tana of the Braisa, if we're going to say the Tana of the Braisa goes like Rabbi Eliezer, and you take off Meiser from the Tamaris because, yeah, it's a Bari Priyadoma, but Bari Priyadoma also warrants Meiser. Well, the Olam are also Bari Priyadoma. Bari Priyadoma should also warrant Meiser. So why did Rabbi Eliezer say you only take Meiser from three out of the four products? What happened to the Olam? Why do you have to take Meiser from the Olam? We should have more less discussion. It'd be worth putting on the board, but I don't have a marker anyway.
What? Mitzvah,
same.
What about Mini Mitzvah?
Not a thing. No, Mini Mitzvah means slav. Mini Rashi is the fish, I think. Mini Mitzvah means the products of a slav. Thank you.
Is the Zoom still on?
Oh, is the Zoom still on? Maybe not. Maybe we lost the Zoom. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sage, we have to restart the Zoom. Meanwhile, I'll put the stuff on the board.
You have the products are Avyonis, Kafrisin. Avyonis are the main food. Kafrisin, which is the shell, whatever it is. Then we have the Tamar, the berries. And we have the Olam, which are the leaves. Yeah, we have three things. We have Rabbi Kiva, we have Rabbi Lessa, and we have the Tana of the Braisa. So Rabbi Kiva says that they have Yoinus and Chayim and Maisa. Kafrisin, not Chayim Meiser. Rabbi Eliezer says that the Avyonis is the Kafrisin and the Tamaris are Chayim Meiser, but not the Olam. Maybe we should put Olam lower down. Not the Olam. Then we have the Tana of the Braisa who says that the Avyonis and the Kafrisin are very priyates. The Kafrisin are very priyates. Tomorrow is a priyadoma. Olam Pri Adama. Then we have Rav Yudim Rav, and then we're going to put him. We'll be a Rav. That there's only Orl of him that there is. But there's not Orl of him anything else. Everything else is Mutter. So the Gemara asked, how can Rav say that only the Avyonis are Orl and everything else is Mutter? How could the Kafrisim be Mutter? It's a very pre-Eitz. If it's a pre-Eitz, it should be Orl. So the Gemara answered that Rav must hold like Rabbi Akiva, that there's only Meiser from the Avyonis. And everything else not Chayiv and Meiser. That means everything else not even a pre-Adama, much less a pre-Eitz. Well, if everything else not even a pre-Adama, then it's certainly not a pre-Eitz, so that's why everything else is a Mutter. Okay, bear in mind, Orl is even only a pre-Eitz, but Meiser is even pre-Adama. But Rabbi Akiva says that the Kafrisim and the Tmoris and the Olim, not only are they not Orl, they're not even Meiser. You don't have to mice them. Because they're not a pre at all. They're not a pre at all. Not even a pre adoma. So Rav, you said you're allowed to eat everything else except the Avyonis. Only the Avyonis are Orla, everything else not Orla. He holds like Rabbi Akiva that nothing else is a pre. Not like the Tana of the Braisa, who holds that everything is a pre. The Avyonis and the Kafrisim are pre-Eitz, and the Tmoris and the Olam are pre-Adama. Rav doesn't hold that way, he holds like Rabbi Akiva. Then nothing's a pre except for the Avyonis. So the Chayra, if the Tana of the Braisa is not like Rabbi Akiva, then the Tana of the Braisa must be like Rabbi Elazar. That's, at least there are, maybe shouldn't say this, that this is another Tana over here. But the Ramban, the Rashi, the Ritva, they all say that Befeirish. That the Tana of the Braisa must go like Rabbi Elazar. Then we have a question. Rabbi Elazar says you have to maisa the Avyonis, the Kafrisim, and the Tmoris because they're all at least a pre-Hadama. But they're old enough to maisa at all. Apparently they're not even a pre-Hadama. So how come when it comes to brachos you make a very pre-Hadama even in the Olam? Answers the Rosh and the Rashba. I don't remember if the Ramban says it, but the Rosh and the Rashba both answer. That Le'inyan brachas were more expansive about the definition of a pri, because Osloanis min olam is ebele bracha. So even though the olam don't count as a pri for meister at all, not even a pri adoma, but for brachas, since Osloanis min olam is ebele bracha, you can't say the olam are not a pri. Because Osloanis min olam is ebele bracha. So for brachas, even the olam are a pri. And therefore you have to make an ebele pri adoma. It's the Rashba and the Rosh. If it's only because also honest men I'm elam is able to bracha, so let's make a shackle. Like, you know, that's enough for also honest men I'm able to bracha. So, start with the answer is that they don't have such a distinction between shackle and berpi adama. They say monoshach. If it's a food, then it's a pri, and if it's not a food, then it's not a food. So, really, olam, maybe it's not a food. The reason why it's not a pri is because it's not a food. In Meister, we don't even look at it as if... By Meister, we don't look at the olam as being edible. So therefore, you don't have to take Meister from the olam. But by bracha, since also minayolam is ebele bracha, we do have to look at the olam as being edible. But once it's edible, then it's a pri. There's no sub-level that something that's not good enough to be a pri, but it's still edible for a shakal niyavidvar. They don't have such a distinction. So Mela, if you make a bracha b'olam and all, then you make a bracha of bar pi adama. There's no makom saying that if it's not a food, it's not a food. And if for brachas we'd say that it is a food, then once it's a food, then why shouldn't it be a pri? Obviously, if the Rif and the Rambam, that's not true. Because in the Rif and the Rambam, we did see that there is such a thing as something that's not chashuv enough of a food to be a pri, but it's still chashuv enough for a shakal niyavidvar. So the Chayru would seem to me that the Riff and the Rambam, this answer is not available, and it's really and if the Olam are and if there's no reason to
if you're telling me that the olam are really not a food, but you make it a bracha anyway, because also olam is a bracha, then it would be a shahakal, not a bari pi adama. But the tana of the rice is a bari pi adama. So I think Lani's daiti, you have to say that the Rif and the Rama will have to learn not like the Ramban and the Rashba and the Rosh and all these other Rishayim. The Rif and the Rama will have to learn that the Tan of the Braisa is not like Rabbi Lezer either, and it's a three-way machlekes. The Tan of Rabbi Lezer says that only the Avyayinis, the Kafisin, and the Tmaris are a pri, at least a pri Adama. Which one is pri Etz and which one is pri Adama? He doesn't say, but Akapanim, an Olam is not a pri at all. But the Tan of the Braisa that says Yinei Kadama, even on the Olam, is a third Tana. Not Rabbi Kiva, not Rabbi Lezer, and the Tan of the Braisa is that even the Olam are a pri. It's not a version of the Tana of the Bais like Rabbi Lozer. The Ramban, the Rashi, they assume that the Tana of the Bais like Rabbi Lozer because we only have Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lozer. Who says there's a third Tana? Why invent the third Tana? But if you read from the Ramban, we do have to invent that this is the third Tana over here. And it's not going to be a three-way machlokes. That's what has to come out. There's one other nekuda that I want to do. That also is a shaila here in Pshat and Gemara. This, I think we're running out of time. I want to stop here. But especially because I don't know so much in how much Elam's got to do. But one, the other nekuda which has to be discussed, which is according to Rabbi Akiva, that you only maisile of yoinois, why are the kafrisin and the tamaris not considered to be a tpri? After all, the Gemara said before, the nati in shiadai to the shusa. People, when they paint the slav, they have in mind to eat the tamar, the other tamar's too, and even the olive. Maybe the olive aren't so edible, but the tamar's the chara edible. So, why did Rabbi Akiva think that you don't take meiser even, never mind olive, you don't even take meiser yerek from the kafrisin and from the tamar's? What happened to the Gemara before of Lebat Lenoti in Shiadaita de Shus? About Noti in Shiadaita de Shus? And it's not a kasha, but it's a question. It's not a kasha, it's a question. And there are several possible answers. One answer might be, maybe Rabbi Kiva Taka disagrees. Maybe Rabbi Kiva thinks that lo yivati inshi, people only planted for the Avyayinis, and they don't plant it even for the Kafrisin, and they certainly don't plant it for Olam and the Tamaris. And Rabbi Kiva's Taka Chaluk on the Gemara's Hanocha before, that not the inshi adai to the Shusa. That's one possibility. Another possibility is Rabbi Kiva holds, maybe it's connected, that the Kafrisin and the Tamaris and the Olim are not edible enough. Whatever people have in mind, they're not edible enough to be considered a pri. Maybe stop, they're just not edible enough to be considered a pri, even if people have in mind to eat them. Maybe having a mind to eat them does not make it into a pri, if it's not really, maybe Rabbi Kiva holds, that only the Avyayinis are chashuv enough and tasty enough to be considered a pri. And everything else, it's not a pri, even if people have in mind to eat it. So another possibility. Then you take a look at the Ramban. The Ramban has a third. Ramban says something else. The Ramban says that Rabbi Kiva holds. The Ramban has a hanocha. The Ramban says there's no maisa yerek from trees. Trees are trees, and yerokos are yerokos. You take maisa yerek from yerokos. You don't take maisa yerokos from trees. And Rabbi Kiva holds that its slav is a tree, and therefore the Avyayinis are the pri ha'etz. Everything else might be a yerek, but there's no maisa yerek from a tree. And Rabbi Lezer, who says that you do take off maisa from everything else, because he treats its slav as a cross between a tree and a bush. Because there's a machlekes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer, is a slav a tree, or is it a suffic tree, suffic a yerek? And Rabbi Kiva says it's unambivalently a tree. It's a tree l'choldova. And therefore, even though it looks like a little bush, it's really a tree. And since it's a tree, so you take off mice from the pre-eights, but from all the other things, that they might be a pre-hadoma, they might be a pre-hadoma, but a pre-hadoma means it's a yerek. There's no mice yerek from trees. And Rabbi Lezer says that you do mice everything, because he thinks that it's slaf is not really a tree. or it's only partly a tree. It has maybe a, it's a little bit like a tree. It has the bore priates, some of it, but it's not only a tree. It's also a it's a yerek. It's like a esek. It's shovel yerek and shovel yerek and shovel elam.
Does this play into the fact that Abieliezer Shamotihu and Bet Shammai later on the page says that that the selah was half sort of suffix?
Yeah. It ties into this to the Gemara later on. We'll take a look at the Ramban inside. We'll go through the Ramban inside. So that's like a whole new thing, like that's out of left field if you don't remember. That there's like this other factor going on. Is it slap altogether a tree? Is it slap altogether a tree? So since Rabbi Kiva holds that the slap is a tree, and Rav also holds like Rabbi Kiva that the slap is a tree, so then the Avyonis are the priyates, but everything else might be a priyadoma, but from a priyadoma you're not going to make a, you're not going to have maisir, because no maisir yerek from a tree. Maybe make an abari, so you could make an abari priyadoma. Comes out the feeling Ramban, Rabbi Kiva might agree they make a bari piyadom on the tomorrows and the olus, on the tomorrows and the olim, because it is a yerek, but there's no maisi yerek from there's no maisi yerek from trees. Yeah. Okay. Let's stop here. Okay. So tomorrow, Mr. Shem, what I want to do with Iker is the. I mean, this. It's a, I want to do the Ramban inside and the Rashban side. Right. Give me the mark.